Well, more than 60 people have lost their lives in a series of bombings and shootings across Iraq. Coordinated bombings hit different areas across Baghdad province, killing at least 42 and wounding 80. The explosives targeted busy streets and markets in mainly Shia-populated districts. In the city of Mosul, northwest of Baghdad, 14 people, among them soldiers, died in a blast, while gunmen killed two off-duty soldiers. Later, a bomb blast killed four people and wounded 11 inside an outdoor market in the town of Tarmiya. A spike in bloodshed has killed more than 5,300 people this year, mostly civilians. Joining us from London is Zayed Al-Issa. He's an Iraq affairs expert. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Al-Issa. It seems the situation in Iraq is not letting up. The bloodshed continues. What do you make of it? Where is this headed?
Well, as you said, it seems that there is an intense, relentless campaign to destabilize Iraq, and is the main culprit there is Al Qaeda and the remnants of the Ba'athists. But we can easily see that the Al Qaeda has been vaulted into prominence again after being on the back foot and left reeling in 2008. That is by all the funding, arming, logistical support, and even an unprecedented move of paying salaries to all the Wahhabi Salafi mercenaries that are converging on Syria. All this arming, funding has went to the most ruthless and brutal force of extremists in Syria, that is Jabhat al-Nusra, and that has been confirmed by the New York Times. Now, the connection is that Al-Qaeda in Iraq leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi has confirmed and acknowledged that Jabhat al-Nusra is simply part and parcel of the Al-Qaeda in Iraq. That means all that arming and funding, logistical support, paying salaries has went to dramatically intensify the power, influence, and powers of Al-Qaeda, which have been waging war against the Iraqi people, targeting specifically Shia areas and the security forces which are based in western Iraq, that is Anbar and Mosul. The overarching goal of Saudi Arabia is actually to instigate, set up a sectarian war in Iraq.
Well, speaking of that, Mr. Zayed Al-Issa, as you've just said, that these elements are trying to sow sectarian strife within Iraq, how do you think the Iraqi people are going to cope with that? Do you see them actually falling for this, or do you see them coming out stronger than before?
Well, I do see them, and we have been seeing them for the last 8 months, despite the relentless carnage and targeting of the Shias, fiercely resisting and stiffly resisting the temptation to actually take up arms and start a sectarian war, because they know it's an outside agenda which is led by Saudi Arabia. Now, Saudi Arabia desperately needs to start to trigger and spark a sectarian war in Iraq in order to save its own skin, because it's patently deceitful myth that it has propagated for decades, that it is the guardian and defender of Sunni Islam, has unraveled and fallen apart in the eyes of the Saudi people, because they've seen that the main overarching goal of the Saudi regime is not only to hold at bay democratic change, but also mainly to turn the tide and to reverse the popular uprisings. And we've seen the Saudi regime spearheading the counter-revolution. So the Saudi, this myth has been laid bare in front of the Saudi people, and that's why
I'm going to have to stop you there, Mr. Al-Issa. We have run out of time. That was Iraq affairs expert Zayed Al-Issa. They're joining us from London. Thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.